get from these two people. Shiri Gillespie is a holistic nutritionist from Bend, Oregon, which is a little bitty town, about 2,000 people. She's married to a fabulous man named Rick, who I've had the pleasure of hanging out with many, many times. Has a new baby granddaughter, who is, gosh, how old is she now?
15 months,
it doesn't, I remember we were in a hotel room when she told me her daughter was pregnant. She couldn't tell anybody, so it's been that long. And so she's a proud grandma, and she's been able to build this business, and she'll tell her own story, I'm sure. Been able to build this business over the last 4.5 years, has met Dr. McCord personally, and understands oxidative stress and what it does to the body. And she's going to be our second speaker for the evening, but you are, most of you, I would say probably 99.9% of you that are in this room, are here because she's the one that made the phone call to Tammy Doherty. Okay? Not all of you. There's people from all over, but most of you are here because of her. So I think we should give a round of applause. And it was a bottle of wine out on my deck that kind of took it to another level a few years ago. So thank you for that too, Shiri. That was fun. So I, without further ado, I would like to, I said to Sean that thank you for coming to Iowa, obviously, in the middle of winter. Right before Christmas of all times. We're going to get in here like in the middle of the summer, but aren't we fortunate we didn't have snow and sleet? And I think last year when Terry Gibson came, or 2 years ago, remember that? And it was just the worst weather ever. So we're very grateful to have Sean take the time away from his family over the holiday season. I think we all need to remember that when corporate does that, you need to give him a hug before he leaves and wish him a very Merry Christmas. But I want to give you just a little bit of background. He has so much that I really have to read a lot of his, and I'm not going to do everything, but I want you to understand that he's something. Something. So that's, you can just say, our CSO is something. Okay, so he's a recipient of a dozen competitive research awards and has published over 200 articles and 10 books on nutrition, health, and fitness. Holds a diploma in sports nutrition from the International Olympic Committee and has served as a nutritional consultant and educator for elite level athletes in a variety of sports, including professional triathletes, members of the Utah Jazz of the National Basketball Association, and it goes on and on and on. So if anybody wants to read more, I'll give them that. What I am so excited about with him, I told him this, he is considered the fittest CEO. He actually won the fittest CEO competition this last September. So, when they, I always say, it's one of those, my CSO can kick your CSO's butt. But, okay. But basically, it was 8 events over 3 days, swimming, biking, road and mountain biking, running, stair climbing, kayaking, and obstacle course racing. First of all, why? Really? This is why he takes Protando, is because that's the only way you could do that and still be alive to be here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa today. So thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
You're crazy. Thank you. That was great. Where's my little clicker? Thanks, you guys, for coming out. This is a great turnout. I shouldn't say I'm surprised, knowing some of the people that I know here. This is great. Thanks for coming, and thanks for keeping the temperature high-ish. I know. It was a roll of the dice when we agreed to come out here at this time of year. So, I'm just going to really jump right into it. What I want to try to get through tonight, I'm going to talk for about an hour. I'll try to stop my portion of it around 8 o'clock so that we can hear from Shiri, because she's got some great stuff to talk about as well. I want to talk about the products, obviously. I want to share with you some of the science behind our products, so you know not just that they're cool, effective products, but why they're different from other products that are out there. And I also want to give you guys a perspective for where we're going, where LifeVantage is going from here. This is a company that's about 5 years old, and it grew for the first 4 years or so on one product. Then we came out with another product. Then we came out with another product. And now we've got, how many products do we have now? 1, 2, 6, 7, 8 products now, I think we have. And we have a whole bunch more in the hopper. Our pipeline for the next probably 2 or 3 years is all fully built out. And it's some really, really cool stuff that I can't really tell you about. One of my friends, One of my friends says, you know, you're the chief science officer. The CSO should actually stand for cool stuff officer, because you get to work on so many cool kinds of projects. So we've got fitness projects. We've got weight management products. We've got a whole bunch of things in the pipeline. So I'll give you a little bit of perspective without giving away too many of the details as we get through there. Okay. So before I get into it, though, I'm going to be on the local Fox station in the morning. So you know, you probably don't have VCRs that you can set. I'm dating myself, but either get up at 7:40 or set your DVR or something like that. So that'll be on. Then I'm going to tape one around 11:30 or noon that's going to show at 5 and at 9 on CBS and again on Fox, okay? So and on those, what I'll be talking about is a little bit what I'm going to talk about here. But here, I'll take, you know, 50 or 60 minutes to talk about it. On those shows, I'll get 3 or 4 minutes. So it'll be a really condensed sort of a version. Okay? I'm taping this right now, too. So this audio file will be posted up on my website, which is seantalbot.com, along with these slides that you're seeing right now. And when these videos from the TV stations are released, we'll put links to those on the LifeVantage website as well as my website as well. Okay? So the whole theme of the next 40 minutes or so is going to be this. It's going to be all about balance. When I talk about balance, though, it's biochemical balance. It's metabolic balance. It's about balancing things in the body like hormones and neurotransmitters and enzymes and things like that. And the reason for that is that when we can maintain balance in the body, that helps us stay healthy. That helps us feel a particular way. That helps us perform at our highest levels. When we become unbalanced, or when our bodies are imbalanced, that's when disease happens. That's when depression happens. That's when fatigue happens. That's when aging happens. All of those kinds of things. People, you know, in a seminar like this, people will come up to me and they'll say, you know what? Oh, what you talked about, would that apply to? And then they fill in the blank with some sort of a disease. And what I like to do is kind of reframe that whole question for people and say, look, I don't want to talk about diseases. I don't want to talk about preventing diseases or curing diseases. Rather, let's think about that situation. You know, if you're talking to me about arthritis, for example, that's a situation where the joint is out of balance. Let's talk about it on a biochemical level. If it's out of balance, it's not functioning the way it's supposed to. If it's in balance, you're flexible, you're able to move, you're able to be mobile. That's the difference that I'm talking about here. Being in balance, being out of balance. Because I talk about this from the perspective as a nutritional biochemist. That's what my PhD is in. So we'll talk about enzymes and we'll talk about hormones and things like that. But that's the idea of being in balance or out of balance. And if we think of that kind of an idea, we have to ask ourselves, well, great, being in balance sounds like a good idea. But what is it when we're out of balance? What are some of those things? We might just refer to them as stress. So when I say balance, I'm talking biochemical balance. When I'm talking stress, I'm typically talking about cellular stress. Sometimes I'm talking about stress, like the stress that everybody would recognize, the stress of, you know, we just had Thanksgiving, right? So the stress of you being at your mother-in-law's. That's a particular kind of stress that you know, you feel stressed. But that stress is transmitted through your whole body. If there's any mothers-in-laws in here, I didn't mean to offend anybody. I love my mother-in-law. And I say that because I am recording this. And she will listen to it. But look at all these sources of stress things that can unbalance our bodies, unbalance our cells, unbalance our tissues. Emotional stress, physical stress, environmental stress, non-optimal diet. Those are all different sources of stress in the body. And so they're not just stressors because they make us feel weird. They're stressors because they change the biochemistry of the cell, and that's what makes us feel weird. So if we feel, you know, the reason we feel tired or energetic or happy or sad or mentally clear or brain fog kind of a situation is because of some sort of imbalance in the body. What do you think of the ones that are up here? What do you think is the one that's the most prevalent? The one that affects the most people most of the time? Emotional stress. Any of those in particular? Bills. Yeah, exactly. It's bills. It's financial stress. It's the big, big one for most people. And the reason for, well, why is that? Do you guys have any idea? Why is it financial stress? You never have enough. Yeah, there's more. What do people say? There's more month than there is money, you know? One of the reasons that that's a particularly detrimental kind of a chronic stressor is because it's always there. You notice I don't have any, there's no Hurricane Katrina's up here, there's no earthquakes, you know, even though Sherry and I actually went through an earthquake together about a month ago. There's none of that kind of big stresses up here. All of these stressors are these low-grade chronic stressors that are always there. And financial stress is one of those that's, it's there when you wake up in the morning and you have to go to work. It's there when you go to bed at night and you're thinking about paying the mortgage. It's there this time of year, it's there in spades because we're thinking about, you know, the holiday list and, you know, what's Santa bringing and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's always there. It's always, always there. And that's what can really lead to these cellular changes. If I look at it biochemically, very often, the same biochemistry is at work in an athlete who's overtrained. Overtraining is a particular kind of stress in athletes. It's the same kind of biochemical stress that we see in someone who's dieting to lose weight. If you cut your calories back to try to lose a few pounds, that's a particular type of stress on the body. If you are just normally stressed out, you know, the stress of life and family relationships and work deadlines and all that kind of stuff, and then short sleepers, people who get 6 hours of sleep versus 8 hours of sleep. Are there any of those people in the room? How many people in here would average about 6 hours of sleep a night? Yeah, maybe 50% of the hands are up right now. That's about what you would expect. So you think about something like that, right? How come you're not all getting 8 hours? Kids, work, stress, all kinds of reasons, right? It'd be great for someone like, what's that, what'd you say? Young wife, excellent, excellent. Well, at least you're getting vigorous activity as well. So, I mean, you think about something like that, right? It'd be very easy for someone like me to stand up here and say, well, you know what you guys need to do? Every single person in this room, you need to get your 8 hours of sleep every night, and you need to not have this non-optimal diet stress. You need to be eating your 5 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and you need to be eating your whole grains and your lean proteins, and you need to be getting a lot of physical activity. You have to be more active on you know, more days of the week than not. You have to be doing all those things, right? And I can see people rolling their eyes right now. That's the appropriate response to that kind of a recommendation. All of those things can unbalance our bodies. And, you know, I'm not the first person to stand up here and say we need to eat right and we need to get our sleep and we need to reduce our stress. We need to do all that. I want you to do all those things. I'm a nutritionist and a physiologist. So those are all still important things. But I'm right there with you in terms of not necessarily being able to do it. That's where the supplements that I'm going to talk about tonight come in. They fill that gap when we can't eat our 5 to 10 servings of brightly colored fruits and vegetables. So we can't do all those other things that we know we're supposed to be doing, and maybe we do them sometimes, maybe we don't do them sometimes, right? The supplements are sort of that stopgap. Because what they can do is they can rebalance this body. And when you're rebalanced, you're healthier. When you're rebalanced, your body works better. When you're rebalanced, you feel better. And we can measure that in some very important ways, okay? So if this is the world we live in, we really need to use those supplements as a stopgap, right? If this is going to be our dinner sometime, right? And that's the reality of the situation. And that's actually okay, because our body, in living in a world like this, our body actually should be able to protect itself from that if we do the right kinds of things. In the environment that we live in right now in this room, we're all creating these damaging molecules called free radicals, right? Reactive oxygen species. Everyone's breathing, right? Okay, keep breathing. That's an important thing to do. Every time we breathe in, every time we breathe out, every time we metabolize our food into energy in our cells, about 3 to 4% of the oxygen that we consume leaks out, so to speak, in the form of these reactive oxygen molecules that can damage our cell membranes and damage our mitochondria, where we're making that energy, and damage our DNA, our genetic material. And if we get too much damage, that cell's not going to work well. If we get too much damage, that's what we can point to and say that's the aging process. But our bodies, if our bodies weren't able to protect ourselves from those reactive oxygen molecules, we wouldn't be here having this conversation. The earth is an oxygen-rich environment. We're constantly making these. When we breathe polluted air, we're making more of them. When we go out in the sun, we're making more of them. When we eat a bad diet, we're making more of them. As we age, we're making more of them. So it's a complete onslaught of this potential for damage, and our body can protect ourselves from that. Our body has something that's before I get into that, our body has these systems that are built in that can protect us from the damage and then clean up the damage that slips through. And I want to give you guys a perspective for how our products do that. Okay? So how many people in here are distributors? Okay, good amount of hands, maybe 60% of the hands, and so I assume all the people who are non-distributors who were just here maybe kicking the tires. Okay, good. So of the distributors, how many have been involved with the company for more than a year? Okay, good. I want you guys to help me with something. You guys have been here longer than me. I've been the chief science officer here for almost a year. I'm just coming up on my 1 year anniversary. Company's been around for about 5 years. Has grown by leaps and bounds based on one product, and then, like I said before, then a little bit on the second product, True Science. And now we've got all these different products, right? We've got products to protect the body, Protandim and Canine Health. We've got a product to protect the skin, the True Science Skincare System, and now we've got this energy product, Axia, right? That is really not an energy product, it's really more of a feel-good product. But that kind of gets us to the point of like, what's LifeVantage? LifeVantage used to be just this one product company around Protandim, right? What would you guys say? People have been here more than a year. Somebody says, what's that LifeVantage? What do you say? I'm actually curious. If anybody wants to share that. You don't say anything? No wonder nobody knows what a LifeVantage is. What do you say?
It's a leadership development program.
Okay, and I like that. Leadership development program with health and wellness. Mm-hmm. Anyone else want to? Yeah. Okay, a company that helps you look, feel, and perform better. I like that, too. There's no right answer because we actually don't have
a company that has a health technology that is changing how people take care of themselves.
Okay, a company that has a health technology that is changing the way people are taking care of themselves. Yeah, I think all of that is all sort of interweaved in there. So when I came in, I very quickly built an entire R&D research and development department. And we use this. This is what we use to sort of guide the kinds of products that we bring out to the world. When people ask us in the R&D department, what's LifeVantage, we say it's a lifestyle development company. Kind of to your point about leadership development, right? People who are in this business are kind of trying to design and develop their own lifestyle that they're going to go out and lead their own sort of adventure. Here's the vision that we use, to help people around the world develop their best selves and live their best lives. Because even though we're talking about biochemical balance in these products, that isn't how we want to sell these products, right? That's how we develop the product. What the product does is exactly what the woman over on the side said. These products, because of the biochemistry built into them, help you feel better or look better or perform better. And then this last one, this is sort of the overriding thing that drives us every day. Bring innovation and inspiration through a compelling global business opportunity, offering science-based products that help everyone feel, look, and perform their best. So, you know, the way that we do that is by building these products that have a heck of a lot of science built into them. But I'll say this at the end, but I'm going to say it right now, too. Not a single person in here should think that they need to become the nutritionist or the biochemist or the Nerf 2 nerd that we're going to talk about Nerf 2 in a little while, right? You don't have to become the expert in the product because you have a whole R&D team to do that kind of stuff for you, right? These products are very complicated, but they should be very easy for people to use. You know, it's very easy to use Protandim. It's very easy to use True Science. It's very easy to use Axio. That simplicity is really what we're going for, right? How many people in here have an iPhone? Do you know how it works? No. What? You know 60% how it works? I don't even know what all those apps are that I have on my phone, right? I just know that when I press that, I can call somebody. When I press that, Siri tells me what I'm supposed to be doing, right? Or the GP. I don't know how any of that stuff works, right? I'm not a technologist, That's the simplicity of it. Somebody thought that all through. That's what we're trying to do with these products as well. So how do we do that? A big piece of how we do that isn't by inventing something new. A big piece of how we do that is by looking to ancient medicine, looking to what people were doing 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years ago, and trying to adapt that to our modern lifestyles. Because traditional medicine way back then, whether you look at ancient Greek medicine, ancient Chinese medicine, ancient Indian medicine, which is called Ayurveda, all of those systems of medicine were all about balance. They didn't know about enzymes. They didn't know what catalase was. They didn't know what cholesterol was. They didn't know what cortisol, a stress hormone. They didn't know any of that kind of stuff, but they knew that if they did this, somebody did better or they did worse. And the did better interventions are the ones that survived to today. And those are the kinds of things where we can look and we can say, oh, turmeric, this is how they used it back then. This is how we're going to use it now. And we can apply Western scientific techniques to sort of tease that out. Does that make sense to everybody? So a lot of this, you know, increase your production of antioxidant enzymes. They didn't know that 3,000 years ago in TCM, but we know how it's working now. We know that that's happening biochemically to maintain balance. We're just using sort of different terminology. So the terminology that I might use as somebody who studies psychological parameters, this is one of the psychological parameters that I measure in a lot of my studies, vigor. Here's the definition of it: three-tiered mood state characterized by physical energy, mental acuity, and emotional well-being. That's how people want to feel, right? That's a little bit different than energy on its own. It's a little bit different than depression on its own. We can measure those things separately. But that right there would be analogous in traditional Chinese medicine to this concept called qi. Has anyone ever heard that word before? So qi is life force. In traditional Chinese medicine, vigor is the same sort of same kind of a concept in Western psychology and Western biochemistry. I gave a talk just about this last week, I think it was, in Las Vegas at the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, A4M. And so I gave a scientific talk just about vigor, and it was all about the idea of balancing your cortisols and balancing your oxidative stress and balancing your blood sugar levels, all of this biochemistry to drive this psychological outcome. And for the physicians that were there, it was a little bit of a revelation to them, right? Because it isn't the standard approach of, you know, just taking a pharmaceutical, like a synthetic sort of an outcome, because all of my work is based on herbs and based on roots and based on, you know, what I jokingly refer to as weeds and seeds, right? Because that's what they used back then. That's what they used 3,000 years ago. And I'll go to my TCM colleagues a lot and I'll say, hey, we just did this biochemical study on turmeric and this is what we found. Oxidative stress went down. Inflammatory cytokines went down. I can show them the biochemical numbers, and then I can show them the psychology, and I can say when we change those things in people, they feel better, they perform better. If they're athletes, they, you know, they jump higher, whatever the parameters we're looking at, and they'll look at me and they'll go, well, duh, of course it works. If it didn't work, we wouldn't be using it for 3,000 years. But it's an exciting time right now to study that kind of stuff, because we can apply that Western technology to the traditional medicine and we can say, look, here's how those herbs work. And that, for a lot of people, is when they get pushed off the fence, right? Some of the TCM stuff sounds cool, but then when you can actually apply data to it and show this is why it works, this is why you feel better, this is what your health is going to look like 5 years from now, that's when a lot of people go, okay, I'll give it a try. Right? That, I think, is the biggest thing I can do in a forum like this, is get one or two people to go, all right, I'll give it a try. Because if they give it a try, a lot of times those benefits come in and they can feel these things and they can see these things happening in their bodies when they're able to restore that balance. So here's a word cloud from one of the books that I've written about this topic, Secret of Vigor. You can see some of the things that go into the discussion and the study of how do we make people feel their best and perform their best. So cortisol, certainly. Stress, certainly. Cortisol is the main, one of the primary stress hormones in the body. But then also sleep, inflammation, antioxidants, balance, oxidation. You can see how there's a lot of biochemistry weaved through this psychology. So a lot of times I'll say to people that biochemistry drives behavior. The reason that we're feeling a certain way is because of something happening at the biochemical level or the cellular level in our bodies. And you know, people won't always call it that. Do you guys know what the opposite of vigor is, by the way? You guys know this word. I know you do.
Fatigue?
Begins with a, you have fatigue. It begins with a B, though. Think about if your physical energy is gone and your mental acuity is gone and your well-being is gone. You just feel blah, blah. That's not the word. That's a good word. That's not the word I was looking for. You do feel blah. It's burnout. Yeah, you've all heard that word before, right? That, in psychology research, is the opposite state of vigor. So you can have high vigor and low burnout, or you can have low vigor and high burnout. So we measure that all the time. These are some of the words that people will actually use when they're trying to describe that state. So sometimes people just call it energy. Sometimes they call it focus. You know, if you're an athlete, you'll call it the zone. Chi, prana, you know, all of these different ways of referring to that state. Everybody has a word for it. Because it's such an elusive kind of a thing, right? If we get out of balance, it goes away. And we don't know how to get it back. The secret to getting it back is to get yourself back into that balanced state. So I'll ask people a lot, if we take away the word vigor and we just ask them about their energy levels and ask them why they're so fatigued, which is a big, big problem that I'm going to talk about briefly here and then I'll come back to it towards the end. When you dig down to the lower levels of what is actually driving someone to feel fatigued, it's more often than not actually stress that's leading them to feel fatigue, or it's brain fog, or it's depression, or it's restlessness. It's some aspect of their psychology and of their biochemistry that they're just labeling as fatigue, right? Because people don't want to say, you know, I just feel confused today, right? We don't want to say that kind of a thing, so we'll just say, you know, I just feel kind of tired, right? You don't want to say you're depressed when you are, and a lot of us are. We just say that we're fatigued, right? So if we can understand that and understand what are all the different things that lead you to feel those different psychological states, we can help people feel better in a lot of different ways. And I realized that from studying this over the last 20 years. We would do programs, not quite as big room as this, but would have groups of people, 30 or 40 or 50 people at a time, who would bring in and would try to help them feel better, would try to improve their vigor by giving them a dietary intervention or a sleep program or an herbal intervention or whatever the case may be. We were trying to rebalance their bodies to help them feel better. And we started with controlling blood sugar levels, and that worked, and we moved on to controlling stress hormone levels like cortisol, and that worked. We moved on to studying inflammation and oxidation, and all those kinds of things worked. But it was the thing that really put an exclamation point on it one day was, you know, we got to the point of the class where, you know, people were saying how they were experiencing the program. And, you know, one guy got up and he said, you know, I'm feeling a lot more energetic now. I feel like I can get up and go. Somebody else got up and they said, yeah, you know, it feels like that cloud, that fog is just lifted, and now I'm right there, I'm mentally focused. And somebody else, you know, talked about how their mood was better. And a woman in the middle got up and she goes, yeah, my energy, and yeah, my mood, and yeah, all those things, but none of that really captured it for her, right? None of that was what she was feeling in her body and her mind. But she didn't have the word for it. She wasn't going to say vigor, because that's not how we talk, right? It's just not a word we use. And she goes, you know, and she kind of gave up. She didn't know what to say. She goes, I don't know. I just know I'm getting a lot more vacuuming done. And she kind of, everybody laughed, and she got really embarrassed, and she kind of sat down and tried to shrink away and disappear. And I had to go and single her out, and I said, no, that's exactly what we're going for. When you feel that come back into your body, when it wasn't there before, now you're motivated. Right? That's another way of describing it. That motivation to get up and do something with that energy is a lot different than just energy. Right? It's an actionable kind of energy. And that's where we're trying to go with people, to make them feel that much better. These are the big four areas that we know are levers or switches that we know with natural means we can readjust. Stress hormones, blood sugar control, and then oxidation and inflammation. We know a lot about the science of how to manipulate those using diet and exercise and stress management and herbal supplements and things like that. And if we can do that, this is vigor in the middle is really where you get. And what we've found over the years is that rebalancing any of them is good for helping people feel better and perform better. But if you can get more of those balanced at the same time, the better off someone's going to be. And we do that with these weeds and seeds that I was joking about before. You know, there are things in those fruits and in those vegetables and in those twigs that we can isolate now, that we can concentrate, that we can study and show that if we give you this, curcumin from turmeric, for example, or catechins from green tea, or quercetin from apples, whatever the case may be, we know that those bioactives are the reason that we're getting that change in oxidative stress. And we know that that change in oxidative stress is the reason somebody is feeling better. Does that make sense to everybody? So this is how we develop our products, right? We look at the problem, and we say, look, if people are over-oxidized, and that's damaging their body, and that's leading them to be in a place health-wise that they don't want to be, how do we fix that? Let's go as far up the chain of events as we can figure. We can't block all the sunlight, and we can't prevent people from breathing and creating oxidative damage in their bodies, right? But we can go one step down from that. We can go right down to the level of the cells, right down to the level of the mitochondria, where that damage comes from, and we can adjust something there. And that's what we try to build into our products. So I want to talk about the products for a little bit now, with that sort of framing of how we address it. So, Protandim and the True Science anti-aging cream, before it was a whole line, people would look at those all the time and they'd say this, right? Oh, it's an antioxidant, right? I get it. Totally understand that product, right? Has anybody ever said that to you? Anybody ever looked at Protandim, for example, and said, oh yeah, antioxidant, I'm already doing that. What are they usually doing if they say that? They're taking a multivitamin, or they're taking vitamin E, or something like that. I'll get to that in a second. But you know, if that's all these products were, if they were just different way of doing the antioxidant thing, that'd be fine, I guess, right? That would still be a beneficial product based on this idea that those damaging molecules I mentioned to you before, those reactive oxygen species, those are affecting every single tissue in the body. Every single tissue that needs oxygen, which is every single tissue that needs a blood supply, which is every single tissue, is going to be affected by oxidative stress. And when the exposure to oxidative stress exceeds your body's ability to protect from oxidative stress, that's when damage starts to happen. And that damage happens in every single tissue, right? So people at this anti-aging conference I was just speaking at would put up almost the exact same slide, and they'd show, look, here's the aging process. Here's why Alzheimer's is caused by oxidative stress. Here's why arthritis, oxidative stress in the joints, is caused by oxidative damage, you know, going through the whole thing like that. I'm not going to get into the weeds like that. I want us to step back from it a little bit and say, look, if we can get down and maintain that balance at the level of the DNA, basically, we don't have to worry about any of this kind of stuff. That really is the future of where nutrition and medicine in general are going right now, to harness the body's own internal protective mechanisms to keep us healthy. So we're doing it from an antioxidant, anti-inflammatory perspective. Other companies, the big thing in cancer research now is to harness the immune system. Get the immune system to recognize cancer cells at a much more efficient rate so that they kill them before they get to be these out of control tumors, right? So where science and medicine is going is to say, look, our bodies are already supposed to be keeping us healthy. If we can just understand those systems better and activate those systems on a more regular basis, we can probably keep ourselves healthier for longer into the future. That's what I mean by the future. But people clearly aren't doing that right now, right? What people are doing is the multivitamins and the E's and the C's and the seleniums and the beta carotenes and all those kinds of supplements. And that category within nutrition is a multi-billion dollar category in and of itself. It's the largest of any of the categories, if you slice and dice the whole nutrition segment, antioxidant supplements are the biggest one, if we lump multivitamins in there. And my problem with it is that not only are those products not protecting people the way they think, it's actually causing damage in the body. And so the studies that you can see up here are all examples of studies that have come out over the last 10 years or so, showing pretty convincingly at this point that things like high-dose isolated vitamin E supplements are not only not protecting you, but they're increasing your risk for prostate cancer. High-dose beta-carotene is not protecting you, it's increasing your risk for lung cancer. Antioxidant supplements increasing the risk of skin cancer. Antioxidant supplements increasing mortality rate, right? It just keeps going. You guys know what mortality rate is, right? That you're dying sooner than you ought to. That's a bad side effect, right? Really bad side effect. You know, I used this slide last week at the anti-aging conference, right? And when I put it up there, a lot of the physicians there, because they're anti-aging docs, they look at interventions like nutrition and things like that. They would look at this and they go, well, yeah, we've known this for 10 years, right? We've known that people shouldn't be supplementing with these high doses of antioxidant nutrients, right? Low dose is fine. Get your E from your almonds. Get your beta carotene from your carrots and your peppers. That kind of thing is fine, but don't supplement at these high levels, because what's probably happening is that those high levels are interfering with your body's own protective mechanisms, your body's own ability to turn on those systems that protect the cell. Okay, so I'll put this up, and my scientific colleagues will go, yeah, we've known about that for 10 years. Go on to the new stuff. But I put it up for you guys because most people in the public don't know this. This isn't mainstream knowledge kind of stuff. People are still spending lots of money on their E and the C and the beta carotene and all the rest, thinking that they're being protected and not understanding that they're probably hurting themselves in some very important ways. Okay, so once this story does become public knowledge, once it tips into the public domain and you hear it on your 6 o'clock news, and you read it in the newspaper and stuff like that, people are going to say to themselves, huh, probably shouldn't do that anymore. But I still want to protect myself. I still understand that oxidation is all around me and that sources of stress and sources of cellular disruption are all around me. How do I protect myself? Right? And the way they protect themselves is with what we have, this new way of thinking about protecting the body. And this is the NRF2 pathway. I'll leave it up there for a second so you guys can copy it down. It's pretty complicated, right? The NRF2 pathway is something we didn't even know about the NRF2 pathway 20 years ago, right? When a lot of the, take more antioxidant stories were coming out, we didn't even know, really. We knew that the body had the ability to protect itself on some level. We didn't know how it worked. We didn't know how to turn it on. We didn't know what the switch was. Now we know what the switch is. And so the switch, so this is your cell. Here's your NRF2 pathway right here. We know that if we can press that switch, flip that switch, we can activate the body's internal production of all of these items down here. These are all protective antioxidant enzymes. So you have things like glutathione, you have things like catalase, superoxidase mutase, heme oxygenase. All these big long words are basically enzymes that shield us from that damage. If we have more of those, if we have more of them in different parts of the cell, we're able to protect ourselves in a much more efficient, much more effective way, right? It's like having a bigger shield against all those sources of damage. Here's a little bit more simplified way of looking at it, but still pretty complicated. Here you'll see one of the most damaging free radicals of all, something called superoxide. This one can be made less damaging by one of the enzymes that our body makes called superoxidase mutase, but it's converted into a damaging free radical called hydrogen peroxide. That can be lessened in damage by another one called catalase, another protective antioxidant enzyme called catalase. Now this is perfectly harmless oxygen and water. We've got other ones like glutathione that can do not just an antioxidant effect, but a detoxification effect in the liver and the kidneys, right? So there's lots of protection going on here just by activating that system. We know that I'll show you how it works in a cartoon fashion. We know that when we flip that switch, when we flip that NRF2 switch, we know that we get more enzyme production. We know that we have less oxidative damage. We know that we're protecting the cells. We know that we're having a almost like a healing effect at the cellular level. And it looks something like this, right? If we look at a cartoon of it, here's the NRF2 in the cell. It's inside of every single one of our cells. We have this system built in. So this pathway, or this complex right here, NRF2 and this other protein called KEAP1, that complex right there is very similar, if you want to think of it this way, to having a thermostat inside of every single one of your cells that's sensing cellular stress. That's sensing, is that cell under stress or are we good? And when it starts to sense too much stress, some sort of stress that's going to be detrimental to the function or the viability or the longevity of that cell, something that could damage the cell, this NRF2 pathway starts the production of those protective enzymes, right? It calls out the troops. It shoots up a flare to the secret forces, the special forces, to come out and fight the bad guys, right? That's really what's going on here. We can naturally do that with the bioactives that we have in our products. So we've got NRF2 activators in Protandim. We have them in the True Science products. We have them in Axio. All of those products activate the system so the cell can work more efficiently at that biochemical level. And it looks kind of like this. So I don't know if I have this animated. I don't have that animated. So any of these Protandim ingredients or True Science ingredients or Axio ingredients bind to a cell surface receptor that causes a particular kind of protein called a kinase to do this, to phosphorylate that NRF2. None of that's important. The important piece is that what's happening is those bioactives in those products are causing this NRF2 to become activated. It'll travel down into the DNA, attached to a very specific part of the DNA that you see here is called the ARE, which stands for antioxidant response element, and that's the flipping of the switch. That's when the body says, aha, now I'm going to produce more of those protective enzymes, more catalase, more superoxide dismutase, more glutathione, et cetera. That's great. That's the protection part of it, right? That's the shielding a part of it. But if I started taking Protandim, for example, today, I'd be protected tomorrow. And then the next day, and then the next day. I'm 47. What happened to my body for the 47 years before I started taking Protandim? I've been more damaged than I probably should have been, or could have been, or would have been. That oxidative damage, that has damaged proteins and other structures inside the cell. So the other thing that activating this NRF2 pathway is doing is producing a family of proteins that we just sort of call housekeeping proteins. They're proteins that will go around and clean up the cell. They'll tag damaged proteins for the garbage trucks to come take away. So there's two things going on here, sort of a two-phase effect. You're protecting yourself from further damage, and you're cleaning up the damage that's been accumulating over the however many years you've been on the planet. Logical? And that's one of the reasons that our products are as effective as they are, because they're not just the shielding. They're not just the cleanup. They're a combination of all of that. And we're activating that process at least once a day, or twice a day if you're using the True Science skincare, or 10 times a day if you're using Axio, as we recommend, right? People ask me all the time, they say, is there a limit to how many of those you can take? And I say, according to our marketing department, no. You can drink as many of those as you can get down the hatch. I'll talk about Axio in a little bit. But that's what's happening inside the cell. And it's happening because of the combination of these bioactives. Each of these herbal extracts that are in here are already known NRF2 activators. We've known for a long time that turmeric can activate the NRF2 pathway. We've known for a long time that green tea can activate the NRF2 pathway. Tomorrow, when I'm on the TV show, I'll do what I always do. I'll have my collection of fruits and vegetables. So I'll have my apples and onions that have quercetin, which we know activates NRF2. I'll have my broccoli and my cauliflower, which have sulforaphane and these sulfur compounds that can activate NRF2. I'll have, what else will I have up there? I'll have all kinds of things. Red wine. I probably won't have that on the show, but that's another thing that activates NRF2 because of the resveratrol. There are lots of things in the natural world that do it. So why these five? Why those particular five? Because that's what is covered by our patents. The invention is, we know that this, turmeric or curcumin activates NRF2 at a certain level. We know green tea or EGCG activates it at a certain level. What these five do is activate it in a synergistic way, not in an additive way. It looks like this. So if we do a bioassay where we can apply the different ingredients to a cell system and we can measure how much NRF2 activation is happening, you can look at something like this. You can see all of the different individual ingredients, whether we look at bacopa, whether we look at ashwagandha, whether we look at black pepper, whatever the case may be. And then we can look at the blend, the Protandim blends. And here I'm showing the US version and the Japan version, which are slightly different because of regulatory reasons. In Japan, we can't use ashwagandha because there it's regulated more like a medicine. But what we're trying to show here is that, you know, we get NRF2 activation at a certain level with any of those ingredients, but we get it at a much, much higher level, a profound increase in the activation of the NRF2 pathway with the blend compared to any of those individual ingredients. So this is one of the things that I think of when some wise guy comes up and says, well, geez, Protandim. They look at the side of the bottle and they go, I know all those five things. I'm just going to run down to the Whole Foods store and get them myself. Right? How many people have said that to you before? Yeah, it's a very, very common thing. They look at this and they go, yeah, I can get all of those. I'll just mix it up myself and I'll get the same benefits. Do you think they'll get the same benefits? Do you think they'll get any benefits? Yes, they will. A trick question. Most people go, no, they're not going to get any benefits. Sure, yeah, if you start taking turmeric tomorrow and you've never taken it today, you'll get the benefit of turmeric. If you start drinking green tea tomorrow and you didn't do it today, you'll get the benefit of green tea. But what you won't get is that synergy that we're able to show. You're not going to get that many, many fold effect in terms of protecting your body. Here's another way to look at it. Similar kind of a bioassay, just displayed differently. So here's what ashwagandha does, here's what bacopa does. These look like they're not doing anything, these individual ingredients, but they actually are. If we took away this bar, these would actually look very nice, that people are getting, you know, 1 to 2 to 3 times the effect of NRF2 activation compared to the baseline situation. But when you put it up against what Protandim is doing and you see an 18-fold effect, it looks like these are not even effective at all. It looks like they're inert substances, right? But they're actually having a very good effect. It just pales in comparison to what we're doing with Protandim. Okay? So this one is looking at activation of the entire pathway. This one is looking at production of one particular of the antioxidant enzymes, in this case, hemoxygenase. So that's all great. We know from the studies that we've done, 20 studies at this point on Protandim, 2 studies, and I'll talk about one of the studies, on True Science. We've got 2 more studies on True Science that have just been completed. We have 4 or 5 studies on Protandim that are in the hopper right now. At different universities around the world. So we've got a lot of research that shows us, and here's just an example of some of that research, that shows us if we flip that switch, good things happen. And we've studied that in arteries. We've studied that in cerebral blood vessels. We've studied that in muscle tissue. We've studied it in different kinds of cancer cells, right? It happens, good things happen in all of those different tissue systems, right? That's the good news. Well, there isn't any bad news, so I don't want to leave it like that. It's one thing to look at all those tissue systems, but it's another thing to look in a whole living human, too. And that's what this study is, and this is the one that I really want to focus you guys on. So this study was done in 2005, came out in 2006, and what it's looking at is what happens, you know, taking the theory aside, taking the idea of, oh, yes, curcumin does this, and looking at bioassays and looking at synergies and looking at traditional medicine and taking all that aside and asking us the very simple question, what happens when a human swallows one of those yellow tablets every day for a period of time? What happens? What can we measure in that person? And I'm going to show you 2 different time points. The first one is after 120 days. And the reason 120 days is because what we're looking at on this slide is levels of those antioxidant enzymes in red blood cells. And so the red blood cells turn over every 30 to 60 days. And so after 120 days, you've supplemented for that whole time, so to speak. If we look just after 30 days, we'd only be looking at maybe a quarter of the red blood cell population has been supplemented. So here's the increase in superoxide dismutase over 120 days, 34% increase, 54% increase in catalase levels. Those are gigantic changes over that period of time. So what we're able to show there is that, yes, there's more of these protective enzymes. These people are more shielded. They have more of an ability to protect themselves from the sources of oxidation, from the sources of cellular stress that are out there. That's great. When we look at the actual damage to the cell, we can look at it this way. So now what we're looking at is oxidative stress measured by something called T-bars. T-bars is a way to get at sort of an average level of cell membrane damage throughout the whole body. And what we're seeing here before anyone's been supplemented is what? We're seeing, why is that line going up? 20-year-old, 40-year-old, 60-year-olds, 80-year-olds. Why do the 80-year-olds have more higher levels of cellular damage than 20-year-olds? It's building up in the cells, right? 80-year-olds been around longer, a lot longer. They had more opportunity to be exposed to things that can damage them, to accumulate that cellular damage. That's what we're seeing right there. There's also something that's going on where not only have you just been around longer, your ability to protect yourself has slid away. It's become less efficient. Our bodies don't make as much of that NRF2 protein as we age. We can show that in aging studies. But then the NRF2 protein that we do make, even though it's less than when we're 20, it's not as efficient. We're not able to activate it as readily to protect ourselves when we need that protection, right? So there's less of it, and it's a little bit dysfunctional. So that right there, in and of itself, is a reason anyone who's more than 20 in here ought to be activating, flipping that switch on a regular basis to get ourselves back into balance. So what happens when we do that? Before we do that, let's find out what's happening to the people in the study who were already supplementing with E and C. And if we look at what those people had in terms of their level of oxidative stress, you can see by this blue line, not only did they not have less, which you might expect, if they're taking antioxidants, they should be more protected, therefore they should have less damage. They didn't have that. They had more damage, significantly more damage than the people who were not doing anything at all. So that puts an exclamation point on the stuff I was saying before about those kinds of supplements not being strong enough, not being powerful enough to get that job done, and probably causing problems, probably interfering with our ability to activate those systems. But when we supplement with Protandim for 30 days, this is what it looks like. And when we take away all the before numbers, now if you look at just the 30-day numbers, you can't tell an 80-year-old from a 40-year-old from a 20-year-old. This is the idea of an anti-aging effect. Right, anti-aging effect by reducing oxidative damage. That's where that comes from. And it led the authors of that study to conclude this. After 30 days, remarkably, this age-dependent increase in T-bars was almost completely abolished by Protandim treatment with an overall average reduction of the oxidative stress marker by 40%. 40% reduction in oxidative damage throughout the entire body in 30 days is unheard of. It was unheard of in 2006 when this paper was published, and it's unheard of now in almost 2015. Nothing works that effectively throughout the entire body in such a short period of time. It's a miraculous kind of a thing, and I say miraculous on purpose because it's not miraculous. We have the data to show that it's actually a real scientific thing. So on the basis of that, right, having sort of solved the cellular stress piece of it in such a fundamentally different way, where do we go from here? Right? As I mentioned before, the company grew very rapidly just based on that one thing. And now we've got all these other opportunities. And people have to kind of figure out, well, why are we going into energy? Why are we going into cosmetics? Why are we going in later into weight loss? Why are we going into sports performance? Why does that make any sense? It all makes perfect sense because it all starts with that cellular balance. If you can keep somebody in the proper cellular balance, that proper biochemical balance is the only word I can use for it, they're going to do better. You have a strong foundation to build into those other benefit areas because it all starts with oxidative stress. When I give a biochemical talk, I'll sometimes describe all those different aspects of biochemistry as dominoes. So if we want to control stress hormones, That's one domino. If we want to control metabolic hormones like thyroid, if we want to control neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine and those sorts of things, if we want to control inflammatory indexes, if we want to control blood sugars and appetites, and all of those are different separate dominoes. And you have to keep going upstream, upstream, upstream to get to the most fundamental one, whatever is that first domino, and fix that one, solidify that one. Because if that one flips over, falls, it's going to mess up the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And that very first domino in the chain of events is oxidative stress. That's the one that all of our products are controlling at the very base. And that's why something like an Axio can be a much more effective energy kind of a product than anything else that's out there. It's why something like True Science can be a much more effective beauty product than anything else that's out there, because we're solving that balancing effect at a very fundamentally different level. And that lets us move into these other areas. Feel your best, look your best, and perform your best. There's another reason, purely mercenary business reason for doing this. What do you guys think it is? Everybody benefits. And these are the kinds of things people are asking for, right? When's the last time, for the distributors here, when's the last time somebody came up to you and said, hey, do you have any Nrf2 activators for me? No, probably never that happened, right? People don't know what that is and shouldn't care what that is particularly. I mean, people don't even ask for, you know, do you have anything that can, you know, rebalance my oxidative stress, right? That's a couple levels up from what Nrf2 is doing, and it's people don't want that, right? What people want is to feel better. And what they want is to look better. And what they want is to perform at their highest level. Those are things we can deliver to them because we've done all this biochemistry, because we have these products that work down at that DNA level. Is that logical to everybody? Okay, so it's the complexity that's built into these products that are actually very, very simple to use. So let's talk about those products real quickly. I'll talk for maybe 5 or 10 more minutes about this. But if we look at the look of your best piece, and we look at what our products do, True Science products, compared to any of the other, what I would call prestige brand kind of a products, the top shelf tier kinds of things, Pericones and Nu Skins and L'Oreal's, you can see that our results on the markers that people are looking for most, smoother skin, firmer skin, younger looking skin, etc., are just as good or better at the same time points, right? So they work quickly, they work very dramatically, they work very noticeably. When we look at something like this, which is an exit survey from one of the clinicals that we did, you can see that at 4 weeks, 7 to 8 to 9 out of 10 people are getting these very noticeable kinds of benefits that they can see in the mirror. When you take it out to 8 weeks, 56 days, now it's 8 to 9 out of almost 100% of people with some of the effects, that people are seeing these effects very quickly. From that perspective, from the skincare perspective, the reason it's working as fast and at such high percentages of effect level, you know, that, you know, 7, 8, 9, almost 10 out of 10 people, is because of the biochemistry. So here's what's happening. This is a way to look at the Nrf2 protein levels in the actual skin after applying the anti-aging skin cream. And what you're looking at here is untreated skin. This is after 6 days. Untreated skin, skin that's been treated with just a cream, just the base cream without the Nrf2 activators, and then the blend that is our True Science blend. And what you see is a significantly higher level of the actual Nrf2 protein, right? So more of that skin that's using the True Science system is making more of this protective protein. Does that make sense to everybody? So a better ability to protect itself. That's great. This one's even better. This is a way that we can look at DNA damage in the skin. And same motif on this. Untreated skin as our control, skin that's been treated with just the base, a moisturizing base, and then skin that's been treated with the True Science system. And here, a lower number is better. So on the first slide, more Nrf2 protein, more protection. On this one, less DNA damage, less damage. I mean, that right there is a legitimate healing effect in the skin. By applying it topically, we're able to show not just the results in the mirror, but the quick results in the mirror are due to we're making more protection, we're having less damage, we're actually able to go in there and fix the damage that the sunlight is applying to our skin. Nothing else on the market does that. There is no other cosmetic in the world that has this sort of a biological effect in the skin. It's a really, really important thing. Same thing that we've already shown systemically with Protandim, now we're showing topically with True Science. And so I'm gonna skip over this one, but it just says what I just said about skin protection from UV exposure, more Nrf2 protein, and we see it in all layers of the skin, not just topically. We see it down from the epidermis to the dermal, to the lower levels of the dermal layers. Let me talk about this for just a couple minutes. Feel your best. This is one of my favorite areas to study because there's so many people who fall into this category, right? This is the number one reason that people go see their doctor or their primary healthcare practitioner, right? They go into the. I have a lot of friends who are in this position, and I really feel bad for them because they'll have patients or clients that come in and they say, "Hey doc, I'm tired, stressed, depressed. I just feel off. I feel like something is off in my body." And there is something off. Their biochemistry is off. Their cellular stress is off. And that the reason I feel bad for those people is that their provider doesn't have the ability to go over to the shelf and say, "Oh, well, I'll just hook you up here. I have something for off, right? I have something that rebalances you," right? They don't have anything like that. And so what happens is if you go in and you go in for a visit because your mood is off, you end up walking out with one of these, right? One of these antidepressant drugs or anti-anxiety kinds of things, right? And I'm not an anti-pharmaceutical person at all, but I think that there are millions of people who get these kinds of things because their doctor wants to help them, do something for them, but none of these are resetting that metabolism, right? They're certainly changing the way you feel, but it might not be right on the bullseye of where you want to go. If your problem is that you can't relax, you have too much tension and irritability and you can't get to sleep, you might get one of these guys. If it's brain fog, right, you can't focus, you can't stay on task, you can't sort of be there when you need to be there mentally, you might get one of these. And if you're just generally fatigued and you're just dragging yourself through the day like so many people are, you might self-medicate with one of these. Right? And so that, if we think about that as the category, that's well over $100 billion in the United States alone. Every single year in expenditures that people are getting these things because they don't feel the way they want to feel. Right? So this, to me, is the opportunity. That's the space. It's not just an energy space. It's not just a mood space. It's not just a relaxation space. It's not just a mental focus space. All of that is part and parcel because when you study the biochemistry of all of those areas, they're all interlinked, right? It's a whole nother set of dominoes games to try to rebalance people to help them feel their best. And that's what we do with Axio. That's how we built Axio to be a different kind of energy drink. And we took a very similar approach to what you see in True Science and Protandim. We took a matrix approach where we took these bioactives that we knew did certain things. One of these bioactives is a stress controller. One of them is a mental focus piece. One of them is for brain fog. One of them is for mood. One of the, you know, so all of these different switches we're flipping because those are the underlying reasons why people say they're fatigued. Remember what I started with before? If you can drill down to those lower levels and figure out what it is that's off in somebody, that's the first piece of the puzzle. But now we can go and find how can we naturally reset that balance and in doing so help them feel better again. And this is what happens when people use Axio. This is a 400 subject study that we did just before we launched it a couple months ago. And what we're looking at here is how quickly do people sense feeling better? And here we have initial energy boost and duration of the energy boost. And you can see most people, no matter what kind they use, huckleberry green grape or red raspberry, 15 to 30 minutes after consuming one of the products, people are sensing that change in how they feel. That sensation is lasting for a long period of time. So hours, 1 to 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours, 3 to 4 hours, 4 or more hours, there's still a substantial number of people that are feeling better that long after consuming a drink. When we look at total energy boost, we can look at pretty high numbers like this, but we want to make sure people aren't getting jitters, right? It's pretty easy to increase energy in somebody. Just give them caffeine. They'll feel more energy. But a lot of those people will also feel tension and irritability and anxiety and those kinds of things. They'll get the jitters. We wanted to make sure people weren't getting the jitters. So no jitters, very, very high level. So you don't typically see that you can get a high percentage of people feeling better without sort of tipping overboard and feeling those sort of adverse effects. So we feel like we hit the sweet spot there. We also were really curious to see if we could quantify the mental focus piece of it. And a lot of people are really feeling that. And then this one is probably my favorite piece of the data that I'll present to you tonight. A really high percentage of people were feeling like they were accomplishing more when they were using Axio versus not. That's the motivation piece, right? That's the vacuuming more story that I said before. No energy drink does that kind of thing, right? Lots of energy drinks. Let's be honest. How many people use Red Bull in here or did before Axio came out? Nobody wants to admit it. One girl on the way back. Awesome. Thank you for being brave, right? Someone's buying that stuff. That's a $4 billion brand right there. But people will reach for that because they don't know there's some other option. Something like a Red Bull is going to increase your energy. It just will. It's caffeine and sugar. It's going to increase your energy. But there's the downside, right? There's the cliff that a lot of people fall off of. There's the detrimental health effects of that is causing oxidation in your body when you drink it. It's certainly not helping you accomplish more throughout the day or feel motivated necessarily. So you might be trading short-term energy now for long-term problems later. That's not a very good trade. What we can do with Axio is we can give somebody not just short-term benefits in minutes, we showed that last for hours, we showed that, but improves over the course of taking it for days. That's what we're showing here, that motivation effect. And then the bioactives, things like New Zealand pine bark, things like a very novel green tea extract, things like quercetin and DMAE and theanine. Those are all healthful ingredients in and of themselves that have health benefits the longer you take them. So there's nothing out there that does this. There's nothing out there that does what True Science does. There's nothing out there that does what Protandim does. So I'm gonna skip right to... Oh my goodness, I had a lot more slides than I thought. I can't skip by this one. As this one animates, I'll tell you what this is. These are all radio programs that you guys have access to. So these are all radio interviews that have been done over the course of several months where this isn't a story you guys necessarily need to go out there and tell. I mentioned this before. I don't want anybody in here to get excited and run out to their friend as soon as you leave here and say, oh my gosh, Nrf2. You wouldn't believe Nrf2 and catalase and blah, 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 right? So people sometimes get excited about that and they want to go and vomit all this information on their friends. But has anyone ever done that? What happens? Yeah, your friend thinks you're a lunatic. And I get that. You know, you can send them the link and have them hear the audio if that's what they want to do. You can send them a link to the videos that we're doing, the Life Landage Lab videos, and have them see a video. You can slide over, you know, a booklet if they want to really read the science. All the 20 Protandim studies are outlined in this Deadly Antioxidants booklet. We're creating all of these tools for you guys so you don't have to go and have that vomiting experience on people. Because that, you know, to be perfectly honest, your friend doesn't want to hear it from you anyway. Right? Same way my mother-in-law, I'm making a lot of mother-in-law jokes here. This is terrible. This isn't a joke, actually. She doesn't want to hear it from me. She'll cut out things from Reader's Digest and put them in an envelope and send them to me, you know? Something about heart health. And my wife will open it and go, Mom, Sean was interviewed for that article. You know, don't, you know, but she doesn't want to hear it from me. I have no credibility with her because I'm just her dumb son-in-law, right? So you guys are probably in the same situation as me. That's why we create all of these different tools for you guys so you can get to this. This is really where I want all of us to be able to get to. And this is the slide that I'm going to end on. You know, so last week was A4M, American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. Next month is going to be, there's a biochemistry conference in London just about Nrf2. So I'm going to go there and I'm going to talk about, you know, how all these different phytochemicals, curcumin and EGCG and quercetin and stuff, activate the Nrf2 pathway, and I'll share some of our data. 2 months ago was the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, where I went and talked about vigor and biochemical balance and all the kinds of things that I talked to you about tonight. And that's all lovely, right? I love to go and do the science thing and interact with my colleagues, and I love to do the research. As terrible and nerdy and sad as it sounds, that's why I get out of bed every morning, is so I can do those studies and go to the conferences and things like that. But this sometimes sounds weird for me to say out loud, because, you know, if we can do these things for people, if we can help somebody feel their best and perform their best and look their best and feel as good as they've ever felt in their body and in their mind, that's a really cool thing. And that's what I get when I come to these kinds of meetings, right? That's, thank you, Terry, for inviting me to come to Cedar Rapids, because I get to talk to a couple of hundred people, and that's great. If one of you gets excited and you go out and talk to one other person, that's somebody that I wouldn't have been able to tell this story to. The other scientists that I'll talk to will typically go, very interesting data, Dr. Talbot. And that's it. That's as far as it goes, right? Here's your plaque. Thank you for coming to London. But that doesn't go any further than that. You guys have the ability to spread it a lot further than outside these walls, right? That's what this network marketing is all about, that we can take something that's uniquely different, proven by science, works in ways that nothing else does, and we can share it with people. And they might just be interested in taking the product, fine. They might be interested in building a business around that, even better, because this is where I want people to get to achieve their best future self, the best future version of themselves. And you can't get there unless you're balanced in all these areas. And once you get there, it's the coolest thing to see. Once you get there, you want to help somebody else get there. That's that motivational, that actionable kind of energy. You want to help the next person, and then they want to help somebody, and they want to help somebody. And there's no better way to do that than this distribution model that we have. So this right here, helping somebody become the best future mom, the best future dad, the best future volunteer in their church, the best future hobbyist, if they want to do whatever they want to do, people want to be the best at whatever they're doing. And if they don't want to be the best, then that's probably not somebody that we want here, to be perfectly honest with you, right? We have the ability to change literally millions of lives around the world by doing this kind of thing. So that's why I get out of bed every morning, for real. We use the science to help people achieve that in their lives. So with that, that's all I'm going to say. I really appreciate you guys spending your time with me tonight, paying attention to me tonight. Don't clap yet. I want to introduce Sherry Gillespie. You guys, so that's great to talk about the science, I think. But there's this, like I was saying before, doesn't go any further if it's just a product story. It goes to a certain level, but it doesn't get to be big and life-changing around the world as we can. Somebody like Sherry knows how to do that on a global scale. She's doing it right now. We just spent, when did we go to Japan? A month ago? Just about a month ago now at this point. We experienced an earthquake together, which was mind-blowing in a restaurant. The chairs are shaking and the chandeliers are going like this, and the waiters are just walking around like nothing is happening. And we're going, oh my God, it's an earthquake! It's just a little earthquake. But so I got to know Sherry a little bit. She's got a great story. She's going to share it with you. It's very, what I like about it is that it's very authentic Sherry kind of story. I don't know how much you're going to share about your story, so I don't want to, but get to know Sherry. She knows how to do this business. She knows how to, you know, do this relationship stuff so that we can do this kind of thing around the world. So, Sherry Gillespie. Thanks, you guys.
So I'm only going to be up here about 15 minutes, so bear with me. Are you guys excited about